you doing, big fella?
Could be better. But
I was going to say, first of all, how's the, was it the ankle that you rolled? What did you roll?
Everything's good.
Oh, I said, oh, here we go.
Lower body.
Wednesday, the injury report comes out.
Good. Below the neck, that's all we know.
You limped out, and you came back out on the field, and you walked in here, and you look pretty good.
Yeah, I'm
about as good
I'm
as
fine.
You can look. You
I'm
look
fine.
Pretty good in here.
I'm fine.
Right, in a game like that, I thought the defense played quite well yesterday. You lose the game. How do you come out of it? What do you take out of that game? Did you feel the defensively you guys played well?
I mean, at the end of the day, we just didn't make enough plays to win the ball game as a unit and as a team. But it's definitely some things that we did very, very well in the game. So it's not all negative. But, you know, at this point in the season, you have to be able to go and look at the film and make the corrections and get better each week. And that's where we're at right now. Last week was good. This week wasn't, you know, we lost this week, but how are we going to rebound from this? I mean, that's the big question. Hey, you take it on the chin and you keep going. I mean, Arizona played a great game. You have to give them credit. They came out. They played exactly the way we thought they was going to play. They played tough. They played, you know, hard. They showed fight. And we just didn't make enough plays at the end.
Was this a trap game that you guys might have fallen into?
I hate using those words, trap games.
I know.
But, no, I just think, you know, we just have to be better. We just have to do a better job of executing. And it starts in practice. So we just have to put it together and make more plays going forward.
How difficult is it when you're asked to go out there and they're 2 yards away?
That's tough, but, you know, defense job is to stop the offense. Offense job is to, you know, score points. So no matter where, you know, our opponents get the ball, you know, every time the defense take the field, we have to be able to walk away feeling good about the situations. And yesterday wasn't good. You know, we gave up a touchdown on the short field, and, you know, the Red Air, we gave up, 3 points. So we have to be better. Defense, we have to be better. I don't care where the ball is at, you know, and we just have to do a better job with that.
Did your eyes widen up a little bit when you saw the pitch out to Ryan Williams late in the game, and especially when Brandon Spikes was able to get the head on the ball? Did that kind of open your eyes a little bit? Because you found it very quickly on the ground.
You know what? We try to play to the whistle. I mean, this team, we have so much fight. I mean, and you can't go to sleep. You can't get lured to sleep. You have to play every minute. And I think it was a great example of us yesterday playing to the last second. Things probably went wrong throughout the whole game. But the game came down to last couple plays defensively, 4 minute, you know, going out there defense, have to get the ball back to our offense. And I think our guys just believe. You have to keep believing. And this just says a lot about, you know, us going forward. You know, anything is possible. And I think everybody did exactly what they needed to do on that play. Brandon made a great play. Head right on the ball, popped up, and we came up with it. So it was a good situational play, you know, defensively. But like I said, we just didn't. At the end of the day, we didn't make enough plays as a team to win this ball game, and it cost us. So we have to regroup. You know, we got to get ready for the Ravens now. You know, we can't let this loss roll over into this week, because we going on the road against a real good team that they know us very well. We know them pretty well. They add a little mixture with the no huddle and stuff there now, so it's going to be tough for us.
Is this an eye-opener for you guys that it happens early enough in the season, whether it was a trap game or not, you lose against a team that you should have won against, especially at home?
But who said we should have won against?
Well, I think most people look at the talent level of the two teams and say, New England's got far more talent than Arizona.
Any given Sunday.
You can have
all the talent in the world, but if you can't execute, it doesn't matter what talent you have. And I think at times we didn't execute well, and it cost us.
All right, you know the personality of this team. Not that it's a good thing that you ever lose, but is it something that could be used to get everybody's focus this week for a very good football team on Sunday?
Well, you know what? If we're not focused, it will be a problem. But I expect everybody to come in here ready to go to work Wednesday. We watched the film today. We finished up with Arizona today, and we put it behind us today. So the last we'll hear by Arizona is today. But we made the corrections. We have to be able to move forward. It's a long season. It's still early. And it's we have to be able to get better each week. And you know, it's so early now. We're not going to have nothing figured out this early. So we're still learning. We still, you know, it's things that we're doing that we feel comfortable, you know, we can do. But we just have to play better. At the end of the day, we just have to play better.
How do you feel about this defense this early in the season as opposed to previous years?
I'm very excited about them. I mean, playing hard. The mental mistakes are down. And everybody just trusting one another out here on the field. And I think we're playing well as a unit. The times when we don't play well, it's when we have problems. And it hasn't been a lot this year. So that's a positive. And that's one thing we have to continue to do throughout the whole season if we want to be a successful, you know, defense. One of the top defenses is to be able to go out there and play together.
When you say trust your teammates, you're on defense, tell us what that means when you trust the guys next to you.
Well, for instance, everybody, when people look at a passing game, first thing they say is, you know, guys have to cover. But at the same point, the coverage have to match the rush. You know, we can jam, but if we're not getting any rush penetration up front, it allows the quarterback more times, receivers can uncover. But when you're working together, the DBs have to have trust in the front seven or the front four that we're going to get pressure on the QB. The ball have to come out. We're expecting the quarterback to have to hold the ball a little bit longer if they jamming and doing their job. So I think our trust level is at a high level right now with this team, and I think everybody just understanding the defense. And the DBs know when we're supposed to be getting a good rush. We know when the DB's supposed to be jamming. And everybody know what's going on out there on the field, not just your position. So the better you can understand the defense as a whole, not just your job, the better your defense will be. And I think that's where we're at right now. We understand that.
Yeah, extend that out, because we talked earlier about the secondary and what a good job they did with Larry Fitzgerald. And he was all over the field. They move him around.
Very good
so
job.
It meant different guys picked up on him. And obviously the safety up top helping out, and there was constant help there. But how important is it that when you do that, that you better get the rush and you better make sure that Kolb gets that ball out of his hand? Because you give him enough time, I got to believe, I don't care how good your secondary is, Fitzgerald getting some space out there.
Yeah, you know what? And our DBs did a great job of jamming this week. I mean, they did a hell of a job. At times we had a good rush. At times we didn't. We flushed them out of the pocket. But for the most part, they did a real good job. And like I said, that goes with the rush coordinated with, you know, what we run in defense on the back end. So they did a very, very good job of jamming these receivers, especially Fitzgerald. One catch, I mean, you talk about one of the best receivers in the game. If you can slow him down, that says a lot about what these guys did this Sunday. So, you know what, I'm just excited about this group. That we could continue to get better each week, and we have to if we want to be successful.
I thought the other thing was you chased Kolb out of the pocket, but he wasn't throwing out of the pocket. You had the chase on him where he had to go out of bounds, or he said, screw it, I'm going to try to run or whatever. Yeah. And he can be very dangerous on the run throwing the football.
Oh, yes. And going into the game, we knew that. We knew he, you know.
So you can't give up on him.
Give up on him. You've seen a couple of times where he'll get out of the pocket. And he tried to make some decisions at times to throw the ball or run the ball. So we just have to be on our P's and Q's up front. You know, teams going to try to attack us in all different ways, but we just have to be prepared for everything up, you know, defensively, especially up front going forward.
Give us our weekly update on the Young Bucks on defense. The films looked as good as what we saw on TV and at the game.
You know what? Like I said, everything wasn't negative. Everything wasn't. Bad. You know, it's some good things we took out of that. And one I said is, you know, the DBs being able to jam the receivers. You know, up front, we playing the way we wanted to play. And I think some plays probably got away from us if it was a certain check we missed or a missed tackle. But you're going to have things like that. But the mental errors, we're not having many of those. And we're not giving up big plays. When we give up big plays, that it costs your team big time. So, if we can minimize that and continue to do a real good job of that, I think this defense can be pretty special.
All right, what do you get with Baltimore this week, this offensive line? Burke in the middle. You've got Flacco, obviously. Rice, another good running back that you guys will have to deal with. You know, it's interesting. Everybody looks at Baltimore. They're always talking about defense. But over the last couple of years, they've got a lot better at the offensive side of the ball. Absolutely. Pretty good offensive team.
Absolutely. I mean, Dave Baltimore, how we've been seeing them. And like you said, a lot of people look at their defense. But they have a very special offense over there. I mean, Flacco's throwing the ball very, very good. Rice, I mean, he's one of the top backs in the game. I mean, the offensive line is solid up there. So, like I said, they know us. We know them. It's going to be a tough fought game. And like I said, we're going to have to execute. If we want to go on the road to win at night, we're going to have to do a lot of things very, very well.
I don't know if you've noticed him lately, but a guy that's on the other side of the ball, the defensive side, not has lost some weight. Have you seen him recently?
No, I haven't.
Lost a little weight. I'm not sure that's a good thing for him, is it? I mean,
I'm pretty sure he haven't lost too much weight to affect this game. Trust me.
I was going to say, why would you lose weight? You've been so good playing at that weight.
You take a couple pieces of straw out of a haystack. It's still a haystack.
Steve said it's just a game plan. He used to do it when he played.
Oh yeah.
You weigh less at the beginning of the year. Man. It allows you to continue to eat as you're working hard during the course of the season. You can eat a little bit more. You probably gain as the season goes along.
All big boys have that.
Yeah, thank you. There you go.
Thank you.
All right. Great seeing you again. Thanks, good
guys.
Luck, Dix. Sunday, we'll see you here on Monday.
I appreciate it.
Have a
guys.
Good one. Vince Wilfork right here with the Big Show.